clinical staff have all been vaccinated. You can go see them for yourself. Just call 309-1333, 309-133, located 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek. Visit SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Even a wager that misses can still be a slam dunk with BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA. Place an NBA one-game parlay wager with four legs or more. If you miss one leg, you'll receive up to $25 back in bonus bets. Just opt into this promotion on BetMGM's app or the website. With one-game parlay, you can make selections within a single NBA game from tons of bet types, including team and player props. Opt into the promotion, then place an NBA one-game parlay wager with four legs or more, and you'll get up to $25 back in bonus bets if you miss one leg. Make a bold pick on your next parlay with BetMGM. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions, 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You about to feel the chronicles of a bionicle lyric.
Back rolling on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and it's time to bring on Christian Fowler, Bluff City Media senior writer and content creator at C Fowler BCM. He's also the co-host of the On the Bluff podcast for Bluff City Media with yours truly. Christian, what's the word, man? How's it going?
Just wonderful. How you doing?
I am doing well. A little birdie told me it's your birthday, so let's speak on that.
You'd be correct. I don't know where you heard that from, but that is... That is true.
That is true.
Halfway to 50, man. I'm getting old.
Oh, God. You know, Bennett, that's always my pet peeve is when people of my age or younger say they're getting old. That is serious. That has always been my pet peeve. Come on, speak
it's fun,
to it.
Though, man.
Oh, you're halfway to 50. Whatever.
It's that, good
don't
age.
Think about
old.
It that
I
way.
I know I'm not old. I don't think about it that way for real. It's just fun to mess with people.
I got Everybody's you. Got any plans tonight? What are we doing?
Just having
date
some friends
night?
And family over.
Okay.
No, friends and family coming over, cooking steaks, hanging out. That's
Damn.
Pretty much the norm for my birthday. I'm not a. We kind of had this conversation on the pod a few months ago about
yeah.
birthdays.
Yeah, for sure.
They're not my.
For sure.
They're not my biggest thing. I don't really care too much about them. I just kind of do it to appease everyone else.
Know what? You said friends and family are invited, and yet I don't have a text on my phone from Christian Fowler with the invite. So what's up with that? Am I neither friends or family?
You're better than.
Okay. Rock on. Good to hear. Talking with Christian Fowler at C Fowler BCM on Twitter. All right. Tigers lose 66-65. Let's get into it. I mean, it's brutal to talk about. We took some calls yesterday. A lot of people still talking about this season overall being a success. What are your overall season thoughts all the way to the end? And even in that FAU game, which you were on hand for.
Yeah, so season thoughts overall, successful. And we talked about this last night. This is always going to be the season. And I feel like there are a few of these, but I guess just because of recency and, you know, we're only a few days removed from it, less than a week removed from it. It feels like right now there will always be a but attached to the end of this season.
Yep.
Because the regular season was pretty tremendous for the most part. Obviously, really the only blemish would be the two losses to Tulane. Like, that's what most people would point to and say those were kind of disappointing. But when you look at it, 30,000 foot view, 26-9 overall, winning the AAC tournament championship, knocking off number one Houston in that championship game with the cast that was there, you know, outside of Kendrick and DeAndre. No one was really impressed by this team at the beginning of the year, but they end up, as I mentioned, winning the AAC Tournament Championship. So overall, extremely successful. And I think even if Purdue would have beat FDU, I don't think people would be as disappointed
Yep.
about the outcome of the FAU game. But the fact that Memphis could have beaten FAU and played a 16 seed and basically waltzed their way into the Sweet 16 against now we know is Tennessee in Madison Square Garden. It's just like all these things pile up to one big but right after you talk about the regular season.
Yeah. So being on hand for that FAU game and seeing the post game presser, like how emotional was it for those guys, and how, you know, covering it, how was it for you?
Yeah, I mean, I've been covering Memphis football and basketball for, this is year five. I've never seen as much disappointment in a team, just like the players, the coaches. Walking back to the post-game press conference, the Memphis locker room was right by where they were doing the press conference at, and they had FAU's staff and players first. And so Memphis's coaches were outside of the locker room. Memphis's players were inside of the locker room, and just seeing all the disappointment in the coaches, it just like, you see the disappointment in the fans, but it's a different kind of reality when you see coaches that upset and disappointed, because so often they're even keeled and, you know, coach speak, that's a big word nowadays, yep. But you really don't get to see the true emotional side of coaches. So to walk back there and kind of see the majority of the staff, minus a couple of guys back there, you know, sitting on the ground, hands in their, or head in their hands. It's just, it's kind of a surreal scene, because I don't think that's what anyone was expecting. Like fans, players, coaches, even the Memphis media throughout last week had a very quiet confidence about this game, and it didn't turn out that way. So it was kind of a sad moment to see that for this team, knowing how hard they worked and where they felt like they could have gotten to, and for it to end so abruptly in the first round, it was kind of a reality check.
What was the main thing that went wrong in that loss? I know, listen, we have a laundry list of things. You can talk about officiating, you can talk about the Tigers putting themselves in tough situations, but what do you think the main issue was when it comes to ultimately losing that game?
I mean, just overarching, they didn't play well. I mean, we can point to, as you mentioned, all these little things, officiating, certain situations, missed shots, missed free throws. Obviously, there weren't many of those, so that wasn't a big issue. But when it's a one-point game, you could say, oh, they missed three or four free throws. You hit two more of those, you win the game. All those little things, yes, of course. But overall, they just didn't play well. They didn't, and we said this. We talked about this last week on the show. If they played 70, 80% of the way they did in Fort Worth, they were going to win this game, and they just didn't. They didn't play well. DeAndre had 2 points at halftime, picked up his fourth foul with, I think, like 13 or 14 minutes left in the second half. Kendrick didn't necessarily have a great game. I know he had 12 at half. He was leading all scorers at halftime, but just didn't look like himself. Especially in the first half, it felt like Memphis was just forcing shots instead of getting down low. They were clearly the bigger team, you know, really the only big player that FAU had was Golden down low, and he wasn't a thick-built guy. He had a pretty wiry frame for someone who's listed at 7'1", and Memphis was just settling for three-point shots, which hasn't been their MO all year. So they just didn't look comfortable, they didn't look like themselves, and they didn't play well.
Yeah, and the biggest, I mean, it's so brutal to see DeAndre Williams and Kendrick Davis after what they did in the AAC tournament, down the stretch in AAC play in general, it's so brutal to see them when the lights got bright in that big moment in the NCAA tournament. It all sort of unraveled for both of them in a lot of ways. I think DeAndre did some good things down the stretch, some putbacks, an and one to put the Tigers up by one. But both those guys, I mean, if you would have told me that they were not going, both of them were not going to play well, I would have told you were full of it. I absolutely would have told you were full of it. They have been phenomenal. They've been able to be leaned on the entire year. And then I think the other part of this thing is Kendrick Davis, for the most part, yeah, he can be fiery. Yeah, he can get after people. And he's a vocal leader in a lot of ways. But to see him lose his cool on Malcolm Dandridge in that huddle was a little jarring.
It was extremely jarring. I mean, at that point in the game, I think there was around 4 minutes left. It was a tight game. Memphis had just kind of lost the advantage that they had. They were up by 7 with 9 minutes left, and FAU had constantly been working on pulling that lead down. And then when that happened in the huddle, I was just kind of looking around, and to the people that were around me, I was like, that's it. I don't know how you can come back from that. mm-hmm. with 4 minutes left in the biggest game, a team that's clearly game to be here and going to fight until the end. If there are some rocky waters right now, this is not the time. And it's extremely unfortunate because we didn't see this happen all year. There was no drama with this team this year. It was drama-free, nothing happening on the sidelines like that. And then in the biggest game and the biggest moment down the stretch in a time where everyone should be locked in on the same page, it just didn't happen that way. They kind of came apart right there, and it was a very unfortunate timing.
Yeah, no question. Talking with Christian Fowler from Bluff City Media, at C Fowler BCM on Twitter. Now, you wrote an article about what will this offseason look like. I mean, you're going to have some freshmen with some pretty high expectations coming in. Mikey Williams, J.J. Taylor, Ashton Hardaway, Tyler Johnson, potentially. He's got to end up signing eventually. We'll see what happens with that. But when we talk about this offseason and what Penny Hardaway needs to get done, what guys he can sort of have holdovers with and who can come back of this senior class, what do you think this offseason looks like?
It's going to be different, right? And we kind of saw the platoon swap last year for the most part with a lot of different guys coming in. We know there's a lot of freshmen coming in. As you mentioned, five signed, two committed. We'll see what happens with David Tubek and Tyler Johnson heading into the summer, into the offseason program. But as of right now, if you just look at it for what it is, you got at least five freshmen coming in, and you have, five guys, I believe, that can return. Keontae Kennedy, Malcolm Dandridge, Jaden Hardaway, and the Lawsons mm-hmm. are your five guys that still have eligibility. So that leaves the door open for multiple transfers, right? I mean, we'll probably see 3 to 4 transfers. That's just an educated guess right now, but 3 to 4 transfers, and obviously that depends on who comes back. If the Lawsons come back, Keontae, Jaden, and Malcolm, then you've got 10 if your two signees don't come in. So there's going to be a lot of different faces regardless. Even if those five guys, all five of them return, then you're still looking at, 7, 8, 9 new faces, something around that. So there's going to be a lot of roster turnover. And to me, what will also be extremely interesting is just thinking back quickly off the top of my head, I can't remember an offseason where there wasn't at least some staff changes for right. Penny. But honestly, with this staff, I really enjoyed watching what this staff did this year. We've talked about Frank Haith a lot, Andy Borman and Faraji Phillips. It was the new staff this year, and I think they did a really good job. When you look at what this team had, what the preseason expectations were, and what ultimately they end up doing, this staff deserves a lot of credit. So it'll be interesting to see if there's any staff turnover as far as direct assistant coaches. I'm not trying to speculate and say anything's going to happen, but we haven't had an offseason where it hasn't happened yet. But if there was a coaching staff that I feel like Penny would keep together, it is this one, as long as anyone isn't getting outside interest in other coaching jobs.
Now, something that I have had a lot of questions about in the going into this offseason and what next year's team may look like. This year you had Kendrick Davis. You could rely on him as a point guard. Alex Lomax is another fifth-year guy who you could rely on as a point guard at times as a secondary ball handler. Next year, not going to have either of those guys. And you look at a guy like Mikey Williams, who plays point guard in high school. He can be a combo guard, but he's about 6'2". What do you think the immediate plan will be with a guy like that? Puma deal already, big name. How do you think Penny handles Mikey Williams when he gets on campus?
It'll be interesting to watch, but I think, honestly, the top two priorities in the offseason, in my opinion, should be getting bigs, legit bigs, and number one, getting another veteran point guard.
Yep.
The way that Kendrick and Penny worked together this year was nearly flawless, especially for, a player and coach that only had one off season to work together. Obviously, Kendrick's been around and he had played a lot of college basketball, so I feel like it was easier for him to adapt and get on board and be a leader on this team. And I think Penny needs to keep that formula because it clearly worked. I mean, if you look at games this season, there's dozens of examples where, Penny calls a timeout or there's a break in the action or something, and Penny and Kendrick are talking off to the side because that's his guy. That's the best player on his team. That's the guy that he trusts. And I think for Penny, being a former point guard, having that guy, that veteran point guard that he can trust, is huge. it's huge for him now, and he's seen it. I know he kind of had it with Jeremiah Martin. Jeremiah Martin right. wasn't a true point guard, but was playing point guard in Penny's first season, and they had a lot of trust with each other. But now we got to see it with, you know, with Kendrick, who we believe was the best player in the American, and then with a much advanced and much more seasoned Penny Hardaway, and the results speak for themselves. So I think getting that veteran point guard to not only help Penny, but to help Mikey come along, because I believe we'll see him play the one and the two. But with his size, like you mentioned, at the pro level for him, it seems like point guard has to be the spot. So
yep.
I think there needs to be a veteran above him to help him kind of grow into his own, learn that position a little bit more, because he played on the ball, off the ball in high school. So someone to help him bring along not only Penny, but also just a veteran point guard who's been around.
Now, outside of the Tigers, what have your overall sentiments, thoughts, what has jumped out to you about the NCAA tournament thus far?
It's been fun. I mean, there's been a few crazy upsets. Princeton beating Arizona, Furman beating Virginia, obviously FDU beating Purdue.
Right.
So there have been some.
And by the way, you see our guy Tobin get hired today by Iona. Tobin Anderson.
Yeah, Tobin Anderson from FDU getting hired by Iona, taking Patino's spot as he moves along to, what was it, St. John's?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, St. John's for Rick Pitino. But it's been a fun tournament so far, and you know, we talked about this last night on the podcast. I think the funnest part of the tournament's coming up. I think the Sweet 16 is the best weekend of the tournament. So it's not the most exciting necessarily, because you don't have the massive upsets anymore, but just from a pure basketball perspective and a pure talent on team basis perspective, the Sweet 16 to me is the best part of the tournament. If you're just watching basketball and looking for really good basketball games, and you look at some of the matchups this weekend, UCLA, Gonzaga, Houston, Miami, Tennessee, FAU, the list kind of goes on and on, the eight games that will be played starting on Thursday. It should be a lot of fun. You know, my team that's kind of been my team for the past few weeks in Kansas State is still in there, and they've got a matchup against Tom Izzo and Michigan State. It's hard not to latch on to the K-State bandwagon with the Keontae Johnson storyline, the way Marquise Noel is playing. So it's been fun so far, man, and we still got three rounds to go.
How about Jerome Tang, too? You a Jerome Tang fan? Got to be.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the finalists for Naismith Coach of the Year, I believe. I think I saw that today.
Yeah, and he should be, because I believe K-State was at one point picked to finish last in the Big 12, and here they are. You know, they were a three seed in the tournament and a Sweet 16 team with I believe Marquise Noel and Keontae Johnson were both All-Americans, correct?
Yes, they were. Correct.
Yeah. So two All-Americans, three seed in the Sweet 16. It's hard not to be a fan of them.
Yeah, and he's playing Lil Baby before the game and telling John Calipari in Kentucky that he K-State just has more dudes than them. I mean, I appreciate that type of stuff. They really do. They really do. Has Marquise Noel been the most impressive player in the tournament thus far for you?
He's up there. He's up there, man. I mean, 44 points and 23 assists in two games is absurd. You can also look at, you said his name last night, the big from UConn. I keep pronouncing his
name wrong.
Sanogo.
Yep.
He's been incredible. Andrew Funk obviously had the game in the first round where he went nuts. So UConn's had some big-time playmakers. But, yeah, Marquise Noel, 44 points, 23 assists in two games. That's pretty absurd.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. Talking with Christian Fowler at C. Fowler BCM from Bluff City Media. You can listen to our podcast on the Bluff Pod, wherever you get your podcasts. Now, on to some Tiger football. We do have some spring ball rolling along. Sunday was day one. Day two is today. What are you looking forward to? What are the sort of storylines that we need to watch the closest?
Yeah, I'm going to go with two right here. Number one being the offensive and defensive line. I know that makes you happy. I know that's what you're paying attention to always.
Of course.
As a former trench baby yourself.
Trench baby, okay, yeah.
To take Derek Hunter's nickname. But no, Ryan Silver and the staff, they did a really good job of bringing in talent on both the offensive and defensive line. You look at the Power 5 transfers they got on the defensive line, and JUCO transfer starting with Derek Hunter. I was at one point a top 10 JUCO guy, but I know as some Memphis fans tend to notice at times when a JUCO player or just a high school player in general commits to Memphis, usually they go down. I don't know. It just has always kind of been a common trend. At one time, Derek Hunter was a four-star. Chris Moore was a four-star, both ranked in the top 10. I think they ended between 15 and 25, whatever that is, what it is. But Derek Hunter from the JUCO ranks, Josh Ellison from Oklahoma, Jalen Joyner, not a Power 5 guy, but from FAU, productive guy
productive,
there.
Yep.
So they brought in some big bodies on the defensive line, offensive line, mainly Power 5 guys, Marcus Henderson from Arkansas, Xavier Hill from LSU, who was in the mix to be a starter in the spring of last year. Chris Moore, as previously mentioned, from JUCO, formerly of Texas A&M. So they brought in some dudes with Power 5 level experience and some dudes with high-level JUCO experience that were, as I mentioned, at one point highly ranked in the top 10 of the JUCO ranks. So that's the first thing. Second thing, playmakers got to step up.
Yep.
You bring in Demir Blankumsey from Toledo, bring in Toski Dove from Missouri, bring in Blake Watson from Old Dominion. So they brought in all these skill position players. Who's going to step up? Who's going to take that role going down the stretch, spring, summer, and into the season? We've seen playmakers step up in the spring before at Memphis. Tony Pollard came into his own. Antonio Gibson out of JUCO in his second year from JUCO kind of came into his own in the spring. Kenny Gainwell, unheralded recruit from down here in Yazoo County, Mississippi. I made that sound like I'm in Yazoo County,
Mississippi. Right.
I'm just in Mississippi. But from Yazoo County, Kenny ended up stepping up in his second summer. So this is a time where guys can kind of find their own, get into their own, learn the system, get comfortable and get acclimated. So this is the time to step up and, like, start those initial steps to show that you can be the guy when fall comes around and the season starts.
All right, now, last thing for you, Cowboy fan. We're about to talk about it in the Blitz, but what did you think of Brandon Cooks? Getting Brandon Cooks?
I think it's a good deal. I think it's also the Cowboys admitting that they got the Amari Cooper deal wrong finally last year, trading Amari Cooper out for a fifth-round pick.
I mean, but here's the thing about that. I mean, at the moment, we told them they were wrong about that. I still don't understand it.
This feels like public admittance to it.
Yeah.
Finally, I know he had a $20 million contract. Obviously, they bring Brandon Cooks in on an $18 million deal that he was on with the Texans. The Texans eat $6 million of it, so they're paying Brandon Cooks $12 million. I definitely like the deal. I mean, ultra productive, extremely underrated. No one talks about Brandon Cooks, but he's had 1,000 yards with four different teams. You get him for a fifth and sixth round pick. Still 29 years old, was still productive in Houston with pretty terrible quarterback play. So for him to come in and be the number two behind CeeDee Lamb, I think it's a great addition.
Along
with the trade for Stephon Gilmore.
There you go, Cowboy fan. Do you have high hopes, or you be bruised and battered at this point?
Oh, bruised and battered.
I'll always
live there, man.
Yeah, I get you. Well, happy birthday to you, brother. Have a good time tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
All right, man. That's Christian Fowler, Bluff City Media. You can check out all of his work, bluffcitymedia.co, and you can find our podcast on the Bluff Pod wherever you find your podcast. But right now, we have to go ahead and get to a break. And when we come back, we have a bunch to get to in the Blitz, mostly NFL-related. And we'll also talk about the WBC Championship game tonight in Miami. USA versus Japan should be an absolute banger of a game. No question about it. We'll be back on the other side.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's college basketball station. The best college hoops and stories in Memphis live on 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis's Hoops Place.
Now could be a good time to learn another way to make a living. Learn a skill at More Tech. Their grads, auto techs, welders, machinists, air conditioning techs, plumbers, and electricians are earning more. 97% of More Tech graduates get jobs. Worried about costs and tuition? Through Pell Grants and Tennessee Promise, eligible students will finish their degree without debt. Earn a degree, have zero debt, and be immediately qualified for skilled technical jobs or a trade. Learn a trade to make a living wage. Go to moretech.edu to learn more. That's moretech.edu.
Consumer investigator Andy Wise here. I've covered my share of disasters, and I can tell you the people of Service Master by Cornerstone are the experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. They use all modern methods to repair the damage, be it a home gutted by fire or a five-story commercial building racked by storm damage, with a laser focus on on getting your home or commercial building back to normal. ServiceMaster by Cornerstone has the respect of risk insurance adjusters and emergency contractors. It will save your business or home. Make the wise choice for disaster cleanup. ServiceMaster by Cornerstone.
For nearly 18 years, we've been delivering brand new vehicles right there in the Memphis market. And now we're excited to announce that Red River has a Toyota store right here in Wynn, just a short hop across the river to get the best deal on a new Toyota than anywhere else in your state or our state. Or we can bring it right to Memphis and drop it off in your driveway. You can order yours online right now at redrivertoyota.com and we'll bring it to you. So check us out at redrivertoyota.com or come see us in Wynn.
The Zaxby's Asian Sensation Salad comes with our hand-breaded chicken, crispy wonton strips, Asian slaw, an egg roll, and is dressed with not one, but two flavorful dressings. Our sweet and savory honey sesame teriyaki glaze and a tangy citrus vinaigrette. But there's so much more than dressings. There's sauces. Salad sauces! The Asian Sensation Salad. Order one ahead through the Zaxby's app. Woo, saucy! Zaxby's.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles, 20 cents excess mileage. Sold P7866988, MSRP 22945, K5PG200400, MSRP 26455, Sportage PG107225, MSRP 29790. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance 200 excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 3/31/2023. Dealer stock only. Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Hey, Jeff Allen, you ready to give Memphis your best deals at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah?
That's what I always do, Randy. How about a 2023 Kia Soul LX, only $333 a month and $2799 due at signing? Looking for luxury? 2023 Kia K5 LXS, $362 a month, or $31.99 due at signing. Both 36-month lease.
Or how about the 2023 Kia Sportage LX all-wheel drive?
We got it at $381 per month, 36-month lease, and $34.99 due at signing.
And don't forget Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. And Jeff, what if I don't see exactly what I want?
I'll order it for you, Randy, so whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
Online, Kia MountMoriah.com.
I'm JR of CBS Sports Radio, and I want to introduce you to a new podcast titled Agents of Inclusion, brought to you by Special Olympics, Odyssey, and JR Sport Brief Productions. Every Wednesday, we'll be speaking with a different Special Olympics athlete to share their stories of perseverance, accomplishment, and path towards inclusion. We don't want you to just listen. We want you to become an active agent of inclusion as well. Special Olympics, Agents of Inclusion, find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No, we tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly, different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Planning for an upcoming trip? It's important to know that updated COVID-19 boosters are currently available at no cost to you. Remember that immunity could take time to build. Check eligibility and schedule at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show, live from the ServiceMaster by Cornerstone Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yeah. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me.
Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. And let me tell you really quick before we hop into the blitz that old Dominic's 150-year-old story is ready to be told. You're invited to take a distillery tour and see firsthand the dedication and passion put into every single bottle they have at Old Dominic Distillery. Old Dominic ages their unique Memphis whiskeys for a minimum of 4 years in the heart of downtown Memphis and West Tennessee white oak barrels, giving Old Dominic's line of whiskeys a true edge and unique style all their own. It's going to have that maple and sugar. It's going to have hints of that, and then it is finished through charcoal. So it's going to be very, very subtle, but at the same time, it's great for sipping. Balancing tradition and innovation, Alex Castle, Tennessee's first female master distiller since Prohibition, sits at the helm of Memphis's Old Dominic Distillery. Old Dominic has something for everyone's taste in an elevated yet relaxed atmosphere. Check out their state-of-the-art distillery and learn what makes Old Dominic and turn-of-the-century Memphis so damn special. Perfect for hosting that special event, wedding, wedding reception, whatever it may be. Also, Old Dominic is official spirit of the Memphis Grizzlies. Look for their new Tennessee whiskey and all of their great products this playoff season at your favorite retailers, or ask for it by name at your favorite locally owned restaurant. OldDominic.com is where you can find all of the products that they have and go book your tour to the distillery. Old Dominic Distillery, come say hi. Let's go ahead and get to the blitz.
Now, the biggest stories.
Overloading the line.
A bull rush of info. It's Gabe's Blitz on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
So a lot of NFL free agency in the rear view. Who are the teams that have capitalized?
This is going to be interesting because I think it's two, you know, historically, you know, at least in the 21st century, bottom feeder NFL franchises. But they're both out of the NFC North. Let's start with the Lions. I think the Lions have done a really good job. And on the offensive side of the ball, let's think about what they have. That offensive line is fantastic. You have Jameson Williams coming off injury. You're going to have Amon-Ra St. Brown. You have a lot of guys on that side of the ball. But what they did to fill in the cracks, fantastic. They get Chauncey Gardner-Johnson over the weekend. That's a guy that in that secondary is going to be able to take advantage. You get Cameron Sutton in that secondary, Emmanuel Mosley in that secondary. They're trying to beef up the defensive side of the ball to match the offensive side of the ball. And Aaron Glenn, their DC, is very familiar with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson and Cameron Sutton in particular, and he certainly can get the most out of those guys. Also, on top of that, David Montgomery. They go and get a really good back to replace Jamal Williams, who's off elsewhere. And I think David Montgomery with the Bears had his struggles because he had to run the ball so much, but I think he'll fit into the Lions system fantastically. And also, they went and tried to beef up that O-line, get some depth with Graham Glasgow. But let's think about this, too. You get all those guys, and on top of that, you have pick 6, 18, 48, and 55. So you have four in the first two rounds of the draft. That Lions team, I'm not saying they're going to win the NFC North, but keep an eye on them, man. Keep an eye on them. They are fantastic at what they've been able to do this offseason and really what they have on the roster already.
It's kind of crazy to think that going into the next season, the Green Bay Packers might be picked to finish last in that division.
It's interesting to think about. It really is. I the Vikings are there. We'll see what they do.
But they'll be good.
It's weird with the Vikings, though, because it's like the polls. Like, you don't know really what. Like, last year, everything broke their way, and they had a bunch of wins, but we always thought they were frauds.
They'll get 8-9 wins. Yeah.
We always thought they were frauds. Now, the Bears is the other team I want to mention outside of the Lions, and, I mean, I don't think they're going to be great, right? But they're doing the same thing that the Jags did last year.
Long way to go.
They did the same thing that the Jags did last year. They're able to move some things, figure out some things in free agency. They have a lot of money to spend, so they're spending it. They get Tremaine Edmonds as a linebacker, T.J. Edwards. They have their linebacking core. They didn't have that last year. Sign Nate Davis. They need to beef up that offensive line. You're familiar with Nate Davis. Nate Davis can play some guard. And then, obviously, they get D.J. Moore. They still have pick number 9, pick number 61 this year. Signed Dante Foreman to a one-year deal to run the ball a little bit. Robert Tonyan, decent tight end you bring in. I know you have Cole Kmet, but now you have Robert Tonyan as well. P.J. Walker as a backup. Travis Homer for that backfield. And they tried a little bit. They still need to do some things on the D-line. They likely will draft there and see what they can do. They may draft some O-line as well. But they get Andrew Billings, a grizzled vet for their interior defensive line. They get a defensive tackle on a one-year deal. But the Bears have really tried to flip this roster over. Ryan Poles has done a really good job of trying to capitalize on that number one pick. And honestly, I'm impressed with what the Bears have done. I don't know what it ultimately means for their season, if that's 7 wins or 8 wins, or maybe they have a winning record. But at the same time, any improvement is an improvement from 3 wins, and that's all those fans are looking for at this moment.
Oh, we didn't talk about these wide receiver moves yesterday. Adam Thielen to the Panthers on a 3-year deal. Also, Brandon Cooks to the Dallas Cowboys. That one's interesting.
Yeah, the Panthers have had an interesting offseason as well. Let's be honest. They trade for that number one pick. You're going to have a new quarterback in there most likely, whether it's Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, whoever it may be. But I really like the pickup of Adam Thielen. I think they need more there, though.
Yeah, I mean,
I really do.
I think he might be close to over the hill a little
bit. Yeah, if DJ Moore was still there, I'd think a lot differently. He's a great secondary piece in a wide receiver room. He still can catch the ball, really good possession guy. I still think he can catch for somewhere around 750-plus yards a year. He could be a really good red zone threat. So I overall like it. But, I mean, when you add it to some of the things they've already done, Miles Sanders, they go and get – for that backfield, Hayden Hurst as a tight end. They get Von Bell, Andy Dalton as a backup or to help along whoever they have, whoever they draft at quarterback. They have Shy Tuttle on the defensive side of the ball. When you add it to those type of things, I think it means a whole lot more from a team-building aspect. I do think they need more in that wide receiver room, but I do like the pickup. I think they're trying to be aggressive, and that's a good thing to see if you're a Panthers fan or if you're following the Panthers at all. Also, that Brandon Cooks move, gonna be honest with you, love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I mean, he's been good everywhere he's been.
I don't
he's been
get,
in
why,
some bad situations.
Why,
yeah.
Why is he traded every, I mean,
I know, it
out
is
of
weird.
Every situation, he has gone
I
from the Saints to the Pats, Pats to the Rams, Rams to the Texans, Texans to the Cowboys. And this is a guy who has 6,000-yard seasons in 9 years. Like, he is, if you're talking about wide receivers in the NFL who can be a one receiver, who can be a two receiver consistently and will always give you production, Brandon Cooks is at the top of that list.
It's because he's short.
I
like,
guess
if you're
so.
Not, if you're not Tyreek Hill, like, teams just don't value you if you're, like, a really short wide receiver.
Now,
every team wants, the you know, the friggin' 6'8 guy, right?
But he's good in the intermediate. He can take the top off of defense. He has some speed. No real injury history. He's been very reliable. And I remember watching the Cowboys last year, and my one thought in the entire time was, damn, if they still had Amari Cooper, if they still had another guy to supplement C.D. Lamb. I think Brandon Cooks absolutely does this. Now, this completely takes them out of the OBJ discussions, though. And I sort of wonder where he lands. I guess Ravens, Jets, Giants, Chiefs at the top of that list.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be Giants. I could totally see the Chiefs.
Yes.
You lose Juju. Like, that makes a lot of sense, I think. Don't you?
I guess so. And I wonder if the Cowboys were scared off by the ACL or whatever it might be. And I think there's a lot of teams. The fact that he hasn't gotten signed already tells you they're a little scared of the ACL. He also wants, 4 years and nearly $20 million a year. That ain't going to happen.
No.
That ain't going to happen. So we'll see what happens. But overall, both of these wide receiver moves, Adam Thielen to the Panthers, Brandon Cooks to the Cowboys, I think both teams hit a home run.
Got more Lamar Jackson news.
Awesome.
This is a report from Mike Florio that Lamar Jackson is ready to move on from the Ravens. Basically, there's a report going around that a representative not certified by the NFLPA has contacted multiple teams on behalf of Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson.
Also, Mike Florio has been told that another source told him that Lamar does not want a fully guaranteed contract. And by the way, sidebar, who's Dov Klyman? Who's Dov Klyman? Do we know? Have we ever seen a picture of this guy?
No, because
who does he work for? Does he work for himself?
No, because his picture is a avatar.
I saw he's connected to Bro Bible, but he basically aggregates all the news. Who the hell is Dov Klyman? Somebody get me a picture of Dov Klyman. I need to know who's running this account,
right?
Because he puts out everything, it gets retweeted, and no one knows who the hell this guy is. But regardless, Lamar Jackson. This is wild to me. I just can't understand how the Ravens, after all he's given to them, really can't find any common ground with the guy.
Yeah.
And I know that he doesn't have an agent. I know all of these different things, but he's a unanimous MVP in 2019. You can talk about his injury history. It's not that long, but it is there, and you have concerns about him running the ball and taking hits. But at the same time, here's my question. I truthfully, Who are the takers? Is it the Colts is the name I've heard mostly? Like, who are the takers?
God, please, no.
Who are the takers for Lamar Jackson right this second? Because last I checked, there's like 7-8 teams that say they're out of the Lamar Jackson sweepstakes. Now, I get the Colts. If it ultimately happens that way, Shane Steichen, what he was able to do with Jalen Hurts, I think, you know, he can definitely develop him as a passer and help him out and still use his legs in a very productive way. But I'm confused by how this all ends up because it doesn't feel like, weirdly enough, it doesn't feel like the Lamar Jackson market is as big as it should be.
Yeah, I would be disgusted if it was the Colts. I mean, truly. I know there's a lot of Titans fans clearly saying, you know, you need to get on this. I mean, the thing is, like, he's such a great talent that your situation immediately is changed. Like, if you're the Colts, if you're the Titans, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, immediately. Like, in that division, I mean, you instantly probably go to the favorite, right?
Yes.
I know what they're doing in Jacksonville, but I think, like, if you're specifically the Colts, Jaguars, I'll even throw in the Texans. Like, you go get Lamar Jackson, you're instantly.
Texans maybe not.
No, they're not going. They're going to draft a quarterback.
Yeah, they still have to build, right?
Right, but they're going
to
draft.
You add him to the Colts with that defense, with what they have already, Michael Pittman Jr. sort of coming up and being a really good, productive wide receiver one in a lot of ways. I think there's a lot to build on, a decent offensive line. Jonathan Taylor still. There's a lot to build on if you're the Colts. You wonder if they'll make a run at him. But here's my other question, too. If they do make a run at him, the Ravens have him as a non-exclusive franchise tag. They can match anything you throw
at
him.
That's what's so weird about it.
So, like, ultimately, say the Colts throw a number out there, the Ravens match, and now Lamar Jackson is a Raven. Is he going to be incensed? Is he going to want to play? How does that work, ultimately? I mean, I can't believe we've gotten to this point. I think there's a lot of reasons we're here. You can talk about him not having an agent. You can talk about his injury history. You can talk about all these things as reasons why we are here. But the fact that we have gotten to this point, it's unbelievable. This guy is so talented. He's a guy who can help your team instantly. And it feels like the market isn't big enough for him. And, I mean, we've had Daniel Jones get $40 million a year. We've had Derek Carr on another contract get $37.5 million a year. And Lamar Jackson's still sitting here without a contract, a long-term contract.
Do you think he plays a snap for the Ravens next season?
Oh, my gosh, that is so tough.
I would think that he would sit, but that's where I'm at. Like, if that's the situation.
I know we're in the opinion business, right?
Right.
I truthfully, I don't know. I would lean on the side that he will be a Raven next year. As much as we're hearing all this smoke, I still think that they could salvage that relationship. Because that's a good franchise. Mm-hmm. He's given a lot to them. John Harbaugh and him seem to have a decent relationship. It's about getting the higher-ups in the front office on the same page with him, which they haven't gotten done. But I guess at any point they could save that relationship. I would lean that he's still going to be a Raven because I just don't know if the market's there right now, weirdly enough. So we'll see. But I really don't have a strong take on if he'll be a Raven or not. I really don't.
Yeah. Some more NFL quarterback news. Cam Newton, he announced on Twitter that he was going to be participating in Auburn's Pro Day. And within the video, he made references to him being one of the 32 best quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
Cam, why? Why? Listen, you can go throw at Auburn's Pro Day. I don't think at this point that Cam Newton is one of the best 32 quarterbacks that would play in the NFL. I think his shoulder is really hurt. And even if you watch that video that he put out, it looks like his shoulder is still hurt. It's hard for him to throw the ball. He separated it like 3 times during his career. It's hard to really come back from that and be a good, serviceable NFL quarterback throwing the ball. And we saw his time with the Patriots. I was rooting on him. I thought he had a chance, and they did have a chance to be a playoff team. But ultimately, a guy who has maybe an eighth of the physical talent, physical traits of Cam Newton, and Mac Jones ended up taking his spot from him. I think there's something to be said about that. I think he's one of the best 64 quarterbacks in the NFL right now. I think he could be a serviceable, easy for me to say, backup. But at the same time, if you're an NFL team, I also understand why you wouldn't want to take him on at this moment, considering the attitude he has about getting back into the NFL. He wants a starting spot. And if you have Cam Newton on your team, for better or worse, you're going to have a distraction if that starter starts to struggle. And if you really trust that starter, you don't want to have those issues. You don't want to have any breaks in the locker room. You don't want to have the public pressuring you consistently. I see both sides of this. I think Cam Newton is good enough to make money as a backup in the NFL, but I also see why NFL front offices don't want to take that risk right now.
The World Baseball Classic finale. We call it the finale.
The finale.
Championship.
Yes.
The finale.
I think it 6 p.m. tonight.
Tonight, USA versus Japan.
What do you think about the WBC?
I don't
care. Before I get into it.
I don't care.
Okay. I don't care, but I watched it, and I watched Mexico versus Japan. Japan ends up winning 6-5, bottom of the ninth. It was fantastic. It was awesome. Masataka Yoshida, who is the cleanup hitter behind Shohei Ohtani, 13 RBIs. That's the most in a single WBC. You have Shohei Ohtani, who's been unbelievable so far in the WBC, and he might get some time tonight against the U.S. to be a relief pitcher, which one thing I would really like to see, though, is Shohei Ohtani against his teammate Mike Trout, throwing him some pitches.
Yeah.
That would be a really cool matchup to see.
Dude, what does it say about, like, Major League Baseball and just that, the LA Angels? The fact that, like, us talking about those two guys going against each other and what a big moment it was, and we don't even, like, really talk about them during the – we talk about Ohtani.
Because the team stinks.
The team stinks.
I saw people putting out tweets last night and making fun of it. Well, could you imagine if it said Mike Trout led the U.S. to the WBC final, Shohei Ohtani led Japan to the WBC final. What, could you imagine if they played on the same team? People making jokes about it. And, like, the Angels still stink. And that franchise is so bad.
Brutal. But, like, it's brutal for Major League Baseball that those two guys are on that team because, A, they stink. B, no one cares.
Yeah.
No offense. Nobody cares about the LA Angels. They just don't. That team is second tier in California.
Yep.
And so it's just, it's crazy. I mean, and I know, like, baseball, East Coast bias, whatever. I get that. I honestly think that if, like, those two dudes were on almost any other team, they'd probably be getting way better for baseball.
The Angels, the only reason they get pub is because of those two guys. It's the only reason.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
So it's interesting to see. But last night, Munetaki Murakami had a 2-RBI double to win that game versus Mexico 6-5. Here's what I'll say about the WBC and why it's been interesting and fun for me to follow. It's fun as hell. It's fun. They have fun out there, and they don't have to worry about getting ear-holed on the next pitch.
Right.
I saw Randy Arozarena rob a home run, sign the ball, and then give it to people over the left field fence. And he didn't have to worry about getting ear-holed the next inning when he batted or whenever he was going to bat. Like, it's just fun. And I wish that the MLB could take a couple of pages out of this book and sort of have fun with the game a little more, because these guys participating in the WBC, they are absolutely encapsulating that. And I think, you know, tonight's game, I'll be watching. I'm going to be interested in it. I would encourage others to do it. And also, you get to root on the USA. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You get to root on the USA. That ought to be relatively fun. All right. Now, we've come to the end of this Tuesday show. When we come back, we'll go ahead and hop into the rewind.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station on the free Odyssey app. Download it now on your phone. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
Even a wager that misses can still be a slam dunk with BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA. Place an NBA one-game parlay wager with four legs or more. If you miss one leg, you'll receive up to $25 back in bonus bets. Just opt into this promotion on BetMGM's app or the website. With one game parlay, you can make selections within a single NBA game from tons of bet types, including team and player props. Opt into the promotion, then place an NBA one game parlay wager with four legs or more, and you'll get up to $25 back in bonus bets if you miss one leg. Make a bold pick on your next parlay with BetMGM. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
The winter blues are almost behind us. We can't wait to get out of the house and be more active. It all sounds great, but your achy joints don't agree. Well, it's time to do something about that. Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. Stop with the steroids. Stop with a possible surgery chatter. Now there's a better way to get lasting relief. It's QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. This exciting approach uses healing properties from your own body, highly concentrated, and then placed directly in your achy joint. It can restore and repair that damaged tissue and get you moving again without pain. Knee pain, back pain, shoulder pain, hip pain. The patient satisfaction reports are incredible, and there's no downtime. Learn more about this wildly popular all-natural alternative way to get lasting pain relief. No surgery, no drugs. The call is free. The consultation is free. You've got nothing to lose. Timing is perfect, so you can enjoy the best time of the year coming up. Call QC Kinetics now at 901-445-1010. That's 901-445-1010. QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in regenerative medicine.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300 horsepower engine or the available 375 horsepower twin turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Spring is around the corner. That means the sounds of air conditioners cranking up will be in the air soon. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. This month only, receive $1,000 off the purchase of a new Carrier AC unit. No gimmicks. Just $1,000 off for the Choate's Early Bird Carrier AC Special. If your AC is in good shape, call us to get your $60 20-point AC tune-up to get your AC cleaned and ready for the warm seasons ahead. Choate's is here for all your cooling, heating, plumbing, air duct cleaning, and commercial needs. Call us today at 347-8086 to take advantage of these early bird specials. Or to schedule online, visit ChoateshVAC.com. So turn to the experts with Choate's. And remember, let our family serve your family.
Jason Smith here for BetterHelp. You know, getting to know ourselves can sometimes be a difficult process because we're always changing and growing as human beings. And because of that, our wants, our needs, and our desires in life change. Sometimes we don't know what we want at certain stages of our lives or why we react the way we do until we talk through things. That's where therapy can help, because it's about deepening self-awareness and understanding. And BetterHelp can connect you with a licensed therapist who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It can be helpful for all of us, from learning positive coping skills to setting boundaries to finding the things in life that make you happiest. Therapy empowers you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp's a great option. It's entirely online, and it's suited to your schedule, designed to be convenient and flexible. Just fill out a brief questionnaire. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/929 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/929.
When people have a craving to explore new and traditional Asian cuisines, they head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities for their website. They turned to AmericanEagle.com. AmericanEagle.com re-architected P.F. Chang's website, integrating multiple third-party systems to create a unified digital experience. The results? Improved page speed and performance, personalized content based on users' location, intuitive online ordering, an increase in organic search visibility, and a 40% increase in new users. For scratch-made Asian cuisine, visit your local PF Chang's or go to pfchangs.com for website design, development, digital marketing, and hosting that produce efficiency, revenue, and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. PF Chang's and AmericanEagle.com, another example of the best businesses in the world. Turning to the best in the business for websites, go to AmericanEagle.com or call 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1.
Tonight, breezy with periods of rain. Low of 48.
Weather brought to you by Staples.
Staples stores are a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com.
Now it's the Rewind.
Now we
play it back like Rewind.
Brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. Rewind on 92.9.
The Grizzlies have picked it up. They've won 6 of their last 7, 9 straight at home. They complete a 13-point comeback in the fourth quarter last night versus the Mavs. And with the Kings losing, they're back at number 2 in the West with 11 games left. Dillon continues to be in playoff form off the court. I mean, his quotes are just coming hot and heavy every night. But most importantly, they have this lead on the Kings, and Ja is returning to the floor soon. Tomorrow versus the Rockets at home is the target date. He spoke to the media today about where he's been, how he's doing. Jeff Calkins joined us to discuss his return and more at 5. Christian Fowler joined to wrap up the Tiger season at 6. If you want to play back the whole show, download the Odyssey app and search 92.9 ESPN.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Yeah, big one in the NBA tonight to pay attention to as far as the Grizzlies and their standing in the West goes. It is the Boston Celtics, number 2 in the East. At the current number 3 team in the West, the Sacramento Kings, 9 o'clock NBA TV. With a win, the Kings would move within a half game back of the Grizzlies for number 2 in the West. They're now right now a full game back of the Grizzlies in the West. They're at number 3, Grizzlies at 2, of course. And tonight, Boston -5 on the road. Side note, both of these teams are coming off a loss at Utah.
How about it?
The Jazz want to make the playoffs, man.
I guess so.
Kind of weird.
They got a couple of guys. They can. I mean, they've been all right. But how do we feel about this game tonight?
Man, the Celtics have been up and down lately. They're kind of in that win one, lose one mode over these past 4 or 5 games. I kind of like Sacramento at home. I think I might take the Kings to cover the 5.
5. That's a relatively big number for the Kings at home. They've been pretty good.
They've been home all year.
Yeah, and they've been solid on the road as well. They've been relatively consistent.
I'll go Kings to cover in this one.
I looked this up. Grizzlies next 3 games, Rockets, Hawks. Kings next 3 games, Celtics, Suns, Jazz. There's an opportunity.
Yeah.
If everything sort of breaks the Grizzlies' way to create a little space there for
also,
number 2.
Also, I mean, I don't think it's possible, but they're what?
You're going to mention number 1. 3.5
three
games
and a half
back from the Nuggets.
That's too much.
Nuggets remaining schedule, and it depends if everybody's on the floor. Nuggets remaining schedule is pretty tough. Grizzlies, not so much.
A lot would have to break right for the Grizzlies. I mean, you need them to lose. You got to win at a higher. I mean, what, 10 games left?
3.5 games. Yeah. 3.5 games back in 11 games to make up that ground. That's tough.
That's tough.
Fast forward.
Fast forward.
Come on, you know what we'll be talking about. Ja's return.
Yep.
May come at 7 p.m. tomorrow against the Rockets. National eyes will be all over Memphis tomorrow night. Be ready for that. Also, we already mentioned it, but we have Kings versus Celtics. Keep an eye on that as well. There's going to be a chance for the Grizzlies to get a 2-game lead for number 2 in the West if the Celtics can handle business. But that's a wrap for today. Thanks to Christian Fowler and Jeff Calkins for their contributions to today's show. We'll meet back here same time tomorrow. But in the meantime, Joe and Amber are next. 4 Minute, I'm Gabe. Be easy, be safe, and enjoy the rest of your night.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Well, it's definitely a tough time in the real estate market, which is why you need the best real estate agent for the job. I've got the answer for you. Hey, Memphis, Jeff Calkins here. The best person for the job is Josh Hysaw and his team at Keller Williams Realty. Josh Hysaw is the agent that will get you through this challenging market. Just how did he win me over? Josh has what it takes to guide you through this tumultuous time. Not to mention, he's got things to sweeten the pot, like his instant cash offer for your convenience or getting your home sold at your price, or Josh will pay the difference. Josh also has his no-risk one-day listing agreement. Just let him tell you about it. Give him a call. 901-461-8147. No accident that real estate mogul and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Josh in the Memphis area. Google Josh Hysaw Real Estate. Read all his 5-star reviews, then call him 901-461-8147 or visit joshhysaw.com and get moving.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to joshhysaw.com.
Mitsubishi Motors Spring Sales Event is on at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. Come test drive the all-new 2023 Outlander plug-in hybrid electric with 420 total range, 64 combined MPG, and 38 minutes best charging time. And you may be eligible for up to $7,500 federal EV incentive and $1,500 lease cash. Come check it out at Gossett Mitsubishi. Plus, 2023 Mitsubishi Outlander with 3 rows of seating for up to 7 people. We Gossett at $499 a month or buy for $34,055. Looking for some peace of mind in your new ride? How about Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty? 2023 Outlander, $499 a month, or get 1.9 for 36 months and test drive the all-new 2023 Outlander plug-in hybrid electric. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Outlander PZO 12158 MSRP 34555 includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 3/31/2023. Dealer stock only.
Make today more interesting with Bet.ly's online sports betting action. You can bet on pro and college games with Bet.ly, the only online sports book in Arkansas and Tennessee. And right now, every new customer can cash in on a $250 risk-free first bet. Download the Bet.ly Sportsbook app now in the Apple and Google Play Store or visit Bet.ly.com. With Bet.ly, every game matters. Must be